Okay.
Okay. 1 minute. In my last class, I told all of you that in the end game, two plans exist. Number one, you have to use your fast one. Number two, attack opponent's weak pawn. Only two plans exist. And if you do not have any fast one, then create one. This is another plan. Okay? Now I am showing you some examples how to attack opponent's weak pawns. this is the game between Kramnik versus Ivanchuk, played in 1996. So please arrange the board. King Felix 2. Knight David 2. Anna 3. Bella 2. Caesar 3. Eva 4. Felix 3. Gustav 2, Hector 2, sorry, it is not Hector 2, Gustav 2, Gustav 3. I repeat, King Felix 2, Knight David 2, Anna 3, Bella 2, Caesar 3, Eva 4, Felix 3, Gustav 2, Gustav 3. Now black position. King Bella 8, Bishop Eva 6, A6, Anna 6, Caesar 6, Caesar 7, Eva 5, Felix 7, Gustav 6, Hector 5. Now this is the position. Please think over it for a while. Anybody may share his view about this position?
I think White's position is better.
Yes.
Because he has good pawn structure.
Yes.
And the Black position is not very good because he has triple pawn. And I think White's king also more centralized in the game.
Yes, okay. But how to proceed in this position?
Sorry?
How to proceed in this position?
For white you mean, or for black?
How will you progress in this position? Definitely it is white to play, and the white is a great Kramnik.
How
to proceed in this position? Actually, I told you the only three plans exist in the end game. Okay?
Yes.
So, one is, you use your past one. If you do not have any past one, push it. And second one is, if you are, you have no pass pawn, then attack opponent's weak pawns. Now you have to attack opponent's weak pawns, because now it is not possible to create a pass pawn also. So you have to attack opponent's weak pawn. Now what is the route to attack this type of position? Actually, if you see carefully, then king has a long may come down to f6, white king. How? King g3, king h4, king g5, king f6. This is the route actually. Okay?
Is it yes, white pawn a2 is now attacking.
Yes, Gustav 3 pawn is obstructing. So we have to clear the way for the king. How it is possible? Now f2, f3 to f4. Okay?
f3, f4.
Yes. Now, black is unable to take this pawn, because pawn takes pawn allows white to go the route to king g2, king h4, king g5 and king f6. Okay, so it is impossible to take this pawn. So not impossible, but it is not good. But in the match actually pawn takes pawn. And there is no other way also, because that pawn is falling, e5 pawn, okay? You have to take. Okay?
Okay.
Now, e takes a4, g takes f4.
E takes
now, we lose here. d3, h4, g5, f6, okay?
Okay, e takes a4, g takes f4, and...
G3, Gustav 3, Hector 4, Gustav 5, Felix 6. This is the king rule, okay?
Okay.
Now it is clear. So, black played in Caesar 8.
Mm-hmm.
White played king Gustav 3.
Okay.
King David 7. Black played king David 7. White played king Hector 4. And Felix 6. Black played king 6.
Felix 6.
Black play king e7, then white will play king Gustav 5. Is that okay. Clear?
Yes.
So, now the situation is how the king will travel to Gustav 5. Think a while. Now plan, the second step of the plan, we have to execute the second plan.
Yes.
Now, the f6 pawn actually obstructing the king to go g5. Okay? So, you have to play e5. Now, there are two options for black. King e7 or Felix takes e5. King e7 is interesting one. Then knight may go to e4. If king e7, then knight may go to e4. Felix takes e5. Felix takes e5. Bishop David 5. Then knight may go to Caesar 5. I think this position white stands much better. Because after bishop takes Gustav 2, king Gustav 5, Bishop Felix 1. Now, Anna 4. I think this position is much better for white. Now, come back to the original position, means King Hector 4, Knight David 2. Now, I am telling about the position of the position again. King Hector 4, Knight David 2, Anna 3, Bella 2, Caesar 3, Eva 5, Felix 4, Gustav 2. And black position is King David 7, Bishop Eva 6, Pawn Anna 6, Caesar 6, Caesar 7, Felix 6, Gustav 6, Hector 5. King Eva 7 actually advantage to white. So Felix takes Eva 5. Felix takes Eva 5. Bishop David 5. All of you following me?
Yes.
Is there any difficulty?
No, it's okay, I think.
Okay.
James, is it okay for you? James?
Okay.
Okay.
Now G2 pawn is attacked by bishop on D5. So have to play G3, Gustav 3, King
okay.
Eva 6, Gustav 5. Okay.
King Gustav 5, yes.
Now the white king is attacking black king side pawn. White is winning.
Yes.
Actually, in the endgame, king plays well with the pawn. Whether your opponent's pawn does not matter. King plays well with the pawns. Okay. Now, I think white is winning, but. After King Gustav 5, black left king takes Eva 5. White
Eva.
Left king takes Gustav 6. Yes. King takes Gustav 6. Then Hector 4. Gustav takes Hector 4. King takes 4. Hector 5. Now the position is totally winning. Okay?
Yes.
So, our basic concept is that whenever plan number 2 is that if we do not have any passed pawn, then we have to attack opponent's weak pawns. Okay? Now, I am giving you another example. King Felix 3, please arrest the board. King Felix 3, Knight David 3, Bishop Caesar 3, Felix 2, Gustav 3, Hector 4, Black King Felix 7, Knight Caesar 6, Bishop Eva 7, Eva 5, Felix 6, Gustav 7, Hector 5. Now I am repeating the entire position. King Felix 3, Knight David 3, Bishop Caesar 3, Felix 2, Gustav 3, Hector 4. Black King Felix 7, knight c6, bishop eva7, eva5, felix6, gustav7 and hector5. This position reached after move number 40. White already played his move. Now it is black's turn. Please see this position very carefully, then I will describe. Now I think anybody may discuss with me about this position.
It seems equal, I think.
Yes, it looks equal, but black is one pawn up, okay? And look at the e5 pawn, it's a candidate pawn.
Yes.
And in this position, black has two possible plans. Number one, to attack the weak pawn on f2. Number two, to create a pass pawn on the e5.
Yes.
In any case, black should activate his king first. Ideally, the king should go towards the f2 pawn because a king works very good pawn. Okay? So, move number 40, black played king eva6.
Yes.
White played knight c1. Actually, white think that he may play anything, so it's a draw. But black played very active game. That's why he is able to get full point. Now king David 5, knight eva2. King Caesar 4, bishop eva1, white played bishop eva1 and black played king David 3.
Yes.
34th move, knight Gustav 1, bishop David 6.
Bishop David 6, okay.
Yes. Now, 45th move, white played king Gustav 2, Eva 4. Now, see the beauty of this position. Sometime before, it looks like it's a draw position. But black realized his plan very quickly. Number one, his plan is number one to attack the weak pawn on f2, number two create a pass pawn on e5. After five moves, black's progress is remarkable. Okay, now white played king f1, Felix 1, knight David 4,
knight Felix 4.
Knight David 4.
David 4, okay.
Yes, David 4. Yes. 47, bishop Eva 5. Sorry, Anna 5. Bishop Anna 5. Felix 1 to Anna 5. Now, black played a very good move to disturb all the pawn structures. Eva
3.
Felix takes Eva 3.
Okay.
Knight Felix 5.
Knight Felix 5.
Yes. Bishop Eva 1. Knight takes Gustav 3.
Knight takes Gustav 3.
Yes. Now King Felix 2. Knight Felix 5. Now see this position. This position is completely winning for black. Okay?
Yes.
After 10 moves, it is completely winning for black. Isn't it?
Yes, I think so.
I think e3 pawn is going to fall now. H4 pawn is weak. Two connected pass pawn. I think it is sufficient for a win. Okay. So black is Malakov, Vladimir Malakov, and he played a brilliant endgame. Okay, we'll simply go to the next position.
Sorry, but I have to go now.
Yes. Anybody is there?
I don't know actually anybody is here except me.
Okay, then today we'll conclude here only.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Encounter. From Rio de Blois. Said Garbi.